Welcome to Red Rock Retirement Radio. Now here's your host, Colin Stauffer.
Thanks for joining us for Red Rock Retirement Radio. My name is Colin Stauffer. I'm not only an author and entrepreneur, but also a multiple licensed financial advisor, which means when it comes to financial topics, we can cover it all. Now, with that being said, please remember this is just a show and everything you hear should be considered informational, as in not financial advice. If you want more personalized or customized financial advice, then request more information from my team by going to redrockretirementradio.com. You can also catch us Sunday mornings at 8:30 on ABC for Red Rock Retirement TV, or join us for one of our live events. With me in the studio today is my colleague, Colby Chatwin. Thanks for being here.
Hey, Colin. Glad to be here.
Colby will be reading your questions, and I'll do my best to answer them. You can submit your questions by emailing them to questions at Red Rock Retirement Radio. Let's begin.
Colin, how much risk are you actually taking with your investments?
This is a question that comes up fairly often for me, pretty much in every single meeting, every single day, multiple times a day with every person I'm talking to. And this is something that no advisor really has a great answer for. No one really wants to tell you, hey, this is how much risk you should take. Now, that being said, there's some rules out there that say, hey, this is how you should do it. One of the rules that younger advisors usually follow is what we call the rule of 100. It's where you take your age and you subtract it from 100. Your age is how much you should have on safe. The rest is what you should have on risk. Well, that's not realistic, in my opinion. Why would I be doing it just based on my age? If I have a high pain tolerance or a risk tolerance, then maybe I should be taking more risk. Now, we also have to look at a couple different things. Are we looking at income needs, income sources? Are we looking at taxes in this? Well, those are just a couple of the things we would start looking at when it comes to risk. Maybe I have a $5 billion portfolio and I live off of Social Security and I want to live a massive inheritance to my kids. So should I take more risk or should I take less risk? Well, probably more risk if I'm not going to use the money. Now, do we want to have some money on the side for safety in case I need a little extra money, an emergency comes up, or I want to live a little bit more glamorous than I do now? Of course, that's what we want. So risk is really, really personal. And it's something that you can't just blanket statement on. We got to look at this and say, hey, what do I want? What do I need? What are my goals with this money? Well, let's jump into that. Let's talk about carrying too much risk in retirement. When I need money to be withdrawn, because in retirement, if there's no income, there's no retirement. So we've got to have a source of income from somewhere and we need to have a bucket to draw from. Well, when the stock market drops or the bond market drops, what do you do? Well, you've learned your lesson the hard way, which is typically following the opposite of the adage of, you know, buy low, sell high. The problem is, as a retiree, sometimes you don't get the option of buying low and selling high. You have to sell low and buy high. And that's the problem that we don't want to come across as a retiree. So if we have all of our money in the stock market, that's probably for the masses, not the path to take. Most people are going to draw income from their stock market money, their investments, their retirement accounts. Not only that, but even if you don't want to take distributions or take money out of your investments, your retirement accounts, Uncle Sam comes in and says, aha, well, we got you at a certain age. You got to start taking money out of your investments. Boom, you're hit with a percentage and you have to take it out. Even if the markets are down, you have to take it out. This is an RMD, a required minimum distribution. I talk about this a lot. This is a huge risk that almost every retiree will face. You've got to figure out where to take money out of your accounts, what kind of account to take from, and the kind of risk we should have just on our retirement accounts. Not just all of our assets, just specifically retirement accounts, because again, Uncle Sam's going to come and tell you have to take money out of your accounts because Uncle Sam wants his cut and you've been deferring it for 20, 30, 40 years. And now they're like, all right, it's time. Your account's worth a couple million dollars versus a couple hundred thousand dollars when you started. Well, we want that bigger cut of taxes. And that's kind of the catch 22 of deferring our retirement. You know, us financial advisors, we failed you in some way or another. We said taxes will be lower in retirement. Well, they're not for most of you. And so what's happened is we have to realize that we can't follow the same rules, these blanket statements on how much risk we should take. And we shouldn't be just focusing on the risk. We should be talking about taxes on top of that. So RMD is a risk that we often overlook, required minimum distributions, again, for those that don't know. That's one of the risks. So if the markets drop, whew, boy, are we in trouble when we're doing the most detrimental thing we can do in retirement. And when we take that money out and we learn the hard way of buying high and selling low, we are too late to the game. We cannot adjust without locking in losses. We cannot fix that problem because it's too late. The market's already down. We've got to do it while the markets are up. Well, right now is not a bad time to evaluate the risk of our portfolios. We're at pretty good numbers right now. For most of us who have a decent balanced portfolio, or maybe it is really aggressive portfolio, well, the markets are doing well. But they might not be doing well forever, especially if you're a couple of years into retirement. You're going to see some bear markets. Most retirees are at least going to see at least 3 bear markets or drops in the market, upwards of 8 in the retirement years. That's a lot of drops. It's going to happen. So let's be prepared and let's do it while things aren't bleeding. Please, not while it's bleeding. If we're not taking enough risk on the other side and we are only getting 1% maybe or 2%, we're keeping it at the bank. Well, rates at the bank are really good, Colin. Like, why wouldn't I do that? Because it's a short-term solution to a long-term problem. If I put my money in the bank, it can be good right now. We could be maybe getting 3-4, maybe even upwards of 5%. Maybe we're using CDs. But how long is that going to last? And when it does drop, we got to refinance, quote unquote, those assets. And maybe we're getting 2%. Well, inflation might be killing you. And that's the risk we should be talking about. Not just investment risk. Maybe it's inflation risk, not just RMD risk. And maybe I'm not even keeping up with inflation, because that's something a lot of plans don't account for. We don't want that to be part of your plan. Let me put this another way. We want to account for inflation to make sure that we don't run out of money sooner than expected. We got to prepare for the cost of goods to be higher as we keep going. There is no other way to plan to spend more money every single year. And if my assets aren't keeping up with inflation, I have failed. Highly likely I have failed. So the solution to all of this is evaluating your picture. Now, we can't just look at your stock investments. We can't just look at your annuities if you only have annuities. We can't just look at your Social Security. We got to say, all right, what do my taxes look like? What do my investments look like? What kind of risk are they carrying? What do I have at the bank? Do I have an emergency fund? Do I have an inflation plan? Am I married? Am I divorced? Do I have a pension? Do I have rentals? What does real estate look like in all this risk? Because there's risk there too that we got to evaluate. Risk is just, you just opened up Pandora's box really with me today talking about risk. There are a billion different risks out there and I've just covered 3-4 out of a billion. It can get so complex, as most of you know. If you have a financial advisor or if you're doing it yourself, if you start to dig in and trying to figure out all these things in planning, and you're also trying to work full time, if you're still working and you've got a family to take care of and travel, you're getting close to retirement, you don't want to handle all these things. You're busy. You don't want to do all the research and data analysis and risk analysis. It's a lot. Leave it to somebody else who's doing it all day, every day. Just like I'm not going to go perform surgery on myself and cut out my gallbladder. I like to have somebody else do that for me, especially because it's illegal, but I especially want someone else to do it for me. And that's the same concept here, maybe not life-threatening per se, but have someone who's doing it all day, every day. Make sure that you're actually doing what you need to and accounting for every single risk you possibly can for your scenario. Not every risk is going to be applicable to you, but let's evaluate and do an analysis to see what your portfolio and your goals and your needs and your wants and your coverage level and what kind of exposure you need in your portfolio and in your plan. Let's just not account for market risk. Let's account for all of the retirement risks. I'm a retirement planner. The only people I talk to are people who are close to retirement or in retirement. So I know the retirement world very well. from the day you retire, a couple of years before that, all the way to the last day of your life.
Now that's all the time we've got for today's show. If you enjoyed the show, consider subscribing to wherever you get your podcasts. Just search for Red Rock Retirement Radio. Discover if your portfolio is built to weather flat market cycles, or if you're missing tax minimization opportunities that you may not even know exist. Explore strategies that may be able to help you lower your overall risk while potentially increasing your overall growth and lifestyle flexibility. Just go to www.redrockretirement.com today to learn more and get started.